Now you can subscribe to Bob Enyart's monthly Bible study DVDs. These verse-by-verse Bible study videos are great for family Bible study or even starting your own neighborhood Bible study. Each month, you get 4 or 5 Bible study sessions on 2 DVDs. You can subscribe by calling 1-800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to another episode of Bob Enyart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and what an honor to be here on the radio with you. Yesterday was the 4th anniversary of the sign on the mountain that many pro-life Christians from around the country unfurled. Doug McBurney and I did the show on Thursday, the 4-year anniversary show. And what a wonderful time it was. And you just absolutely owe it to yourself. If you haven't seen the show summary at kgov.com, you're going to want to see it. kgov.com, or you could cheat. You could go to americanrighttolife.org/sign, and that'll get you to it too. But if you go to kgov.com and just look at Thursday's show, you'll absolutely love the photographs, the videos, remembering the sign on the mountain. The Guinness Book of World Records, they gave the attempt an official recognition. In fact, they gave it an official attempt number. And when the effort succeeded exactly as envisioned, the attempt number from the Guinness World Book that they assigned was number 228132. So 228,132. And when a government scientist certified that indeed our sign was exactly the dimensions that it was intended to be, 666 feet wide, 520 feet tall, Guinness went back on their word and withdrew the application and said, They said, we're not going to let you attempt to put out the world's largest protest sign. And so that was interesting that they did that. Not surprising, right? Because our sign was exposing godlessness, the killing of unborn children. And just like when slavery was popular, if in polite company, if you mentioned that it was wrong to own black people as slaves, you would be hated in polite company, including by conservatives, people we'd call conservatives, or people we'd call Republicans. They had a Republican Party back then, right? Abe Lincoln and all that. By anti-slavery activists, people who wanted to reduce the number of slaves in America, if you would bring it up and say we need to end slavery, they would hate you. They'd hate you. They'd say you're obsessed. And we're reliving all that again with abortion. So the sign on the mountain, DNC destroys unborn children. I mean, you just, if you didn't hear the show with Doug McBurney and I, you will absolutely love the program. And the videos and the photos. There's a photo, the top photo is of the sign on the mountain overlooking the Denver metropolitan area. And superimposed is the Statue of Liberty. So how big do you think American Right to Life sign would be as compared to the Statue of Liberty? Well, it turns out the ARTL sign is 22 letters, destroys unborn children. There was an economy of sheets because the DNC in those letters also were dyed yellow and they were capitalized. So it's DNC, destroys unborn children, in 22 letters. The Statue of Liberty, actual size, when you overlay it, superimpose it on the sign, it covers three letters, three lowercase letters, a B, an H, and an I. That's how big the sign was. There's also a photo at American Right to Life of the Hollywood sign superimposed over the sign. You know, where it says Hollywood on the Mountains, north of L.A., in Hollywood, California. And it covers part of the lowercase letters in the word unborn. The O-R-N part over there, that's the Hollywood sign. So this was a massive, this was the world's largest protest sign. There's a photo of it from 7 miles away, and you could read it. You could see, what, half a dozen different horizons of the mountains in the background, because we're so far away from the sign. You could see other mountains behind the sign, and you could see how high the sign is, as though it's hovering over the city of Denver. Really neat stuff. There's another sign taken from 1.8 miles away at an intersection, Indiana and 55th Avenue. And it gives you an idea. You have the homes in the foreground for a perspective. And it gives you an idea of the enormity of the sign. You could sort of make out that in the O, in the lowercase O, in unborn, that there's a tree in the middle of the O. Sort of make that out. So what an absolutely wonderful time we had. I know Doug and I talked it through, but the anniversary, the actual anniversary, was yesterday. That was for the second day of the Democratic National Convention. The Republican National Convention was supposed to start today. It's been postponed because of the hurricane till tomorrow. Now, typically, the party that's not in power is the one that goes first with the conventions. And so that's why the Republicans are set to have their convention this week. So I want to talk about a few other things, including the passing of astronaut Neil Armstrong, and a couple Real Science Friday shows coming up, and then also a press release that was sent out by American Right to Life on Friday. But so if you have an interest in these topics, feel free to call us, 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. Now, the first man who walked on the moon has gone to meet the man who made the moon, Neil Armstrong. One small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. Now, it's one giant leap for a man, because he's gone now to the beyond. You know, the last frontier stuff from Star Trek? Well, that's not the last frontier. Space is just right over your head. When we go to the afterlife, when we go to meet the Lord, that's the last frontier for human beings. And there are two ways to do that. One way is where you're excited to meet your Maker. You're excited to meet God because you've been reconciled to Him and you're eager to see Him. And the other way is that you're really not interested in Him. And God is a healthy God. There's only one God. He's healthy. He's not unhealthy. An unhealthy man might try to force a woman to live with him. That'd be an unhealthy man. But a healthy man offers his love to a woman, and if she returns that love, and then they marry and they live together. An unhealthy man would try to force someone who doesn't want him to live with him. And there's something about love that cannot be forced. Love is volitional. Love has to be freely given. The Son loves the Father freely. And the Father loves the Son and the Holy Spirit freely within the triune Godhead, the Trinity. One God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So that's the way God is. God is a healthy God. And so for people who don't want to live with Him, they don't have to. That's hell. Hell is just a name. You could give it another name. But an abyss, by any other name, would still be an abyss. So hell is the name of the place where people live, the people who don't want to live with God. We have a couple Real Science Friday shows coming up. this Friday, Fred Williams and I decided we'll prepare and we'll do a show on the moon landing hoax, the conspiracy theory claim that Neil Armstrong never walked on the moon. You might have heard that. By my own extrapolation of people I've talked to, thousands of public school classrooms have shown the alleged documentary, the video. There have been a couple claiming that we never went to the moon. And the arguments for that claim are themselves fallacious, absurd, silly, confused. Some you could understand how people would say, well, why is it that that photo looks like that? Or why is it that, you know, XYZ? But then all you have to do is think about it for a little bit and you'll realize why it is that the photo's that way or the video's that way. So that's this Friday. Also coming up on Real Science Friday is an interview with one of the world's leading theoretical physicists. He's an atheist, so emphasis on the theoretical part. New York Times bestselling author, Richard Dawkins' pal. His name is Lawrence Krauss. It should be fascinating. It should be a David versus Goliath kind of interview. Because, of course, since he's an atheist, he believes in the Big Bang, and I'm just a Bible teacher and a talk show host, so it's not going to be a fair fight. We know that, but if we cut him some slack, he should do just fine. Actually, I'm kidding. I will certainly have a hard time because physics is one subject area out of how many that we cover here on Bob and Yurt Live. We cover dozens of different subject areas. Like he doesn't cover dinosaur soft tissue, for example. Or he doesn't cover economics from a biblical perspective or probably economics at all. And genetics and theology and philosophy and the things that we cover here on Bob and Yurt Live. Dozens of topics. So he covers his specialty that he does all his writing on is physics. And that's one subject area out of dozens that we cover here at Bob and Yurt Live. So he'll have an advantage as far as being familiar with all the material and more up to date on the latest science. But it should be interesting. A Real Science Friday to interview theoretical physicist, emphasis on the theoretical part, Lawrence Krauss. So that should be coming up. And then also, I'd love to talk through the press release issued on Friday by American Right to Life. It quotes Colorado Right to Life, longtime Vice President Leslie Hanks, and others. It's an amazing irony, that the media in this country, everybody involved in the presidential election, was talking about Romney and this Republican U.S. Senate candidate in Missouri, Todd Akin. And it is so ironic. In fact, let me read to you the headline of the press release and the first quote by the American Right to Life Director of Research, Daryl Berkey. So here's the title of the press release. Legitimate rape issue, because that's the terms that were used. Legitimate rape issue is Romney policy, not Akin's. Now that's stunning because the entire media and the Romney campaign have all completely missed that. That's the title of the press release. Legitimate rape issue is Romney policy, not Akin's. American Right to Life shows absurdity of rape exception. And you could blame this also on George W. Bush, of course. So here's what we have at a Denver, Colorado, August 24th, 2012, Friday. Ironically, says Daryl Berkey, Director of Research for American Right to Life, ironically, it is the implementation of Mitt Romney's abortion policy that would require determining whether or not there was a legitimate rape. Now, how's that? They are mocking this Republican U.S. Senate candidate when that guy's position is you protect every child. So there's a quote here from American Right to Life Action President Jefferson George. Let me quote this for you. Missouri's U.S. Senate candidate Todd Akin advocates the personhood position of killing no child, regardless of whether or not her father was a criminal. However, Mitt Romney himself wrote an op-ed recently in National Review saying that he opposes abortion, but not for instances of rape. So it is not Akin, but Mitt Romney, whose unworkable policy would require determining whether there was a legitimate rape. And isn't this something? Think of George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush and John McCain and Bob Dole and Mitt Romney and all these who say they have exceptions. Now, an exception is a window to the soul. That's what an exception is. The word exception, it's a euphemism for supporting the killing of certain specific children. That's what the word means. It's a euphemism for supporting the killing of certain children. But at a deeper level, an exception is a window to the soul. So it would be like if we were in Germany and we're trying to stop the killing of Jewish children, and there were some conservative politicians who said, well, let's not be extremist. Let's not try to stop the killing of all children, because that might involve, you know, ramifications that we're not really prepared to accept. So we have exceptions. We're against the gassing of Jews, except, and then fill in the blank. So agreeing with American Right to Life is the longtime vice president of the nation's first ever Right to Life group. And that is Colorado Right to Life. And that vice president is Leslie Hanks. So here's a quote from Leslie in this American Right to Life press release. Mitt Romney's criticism of Congressman Akin was self-condemning, said Leslie Hanks, vice president, Colorado Right to Life. Governor Romney and Congressman Ryan disagree with Mr. Akin's statement, and a Romney-Ryan administration would not oppose abortion in instances of rape. Hanks added, so the Romney campaign admits that their own policy, unless it's just phony, requires some kind of determination of rape. They are the legitimate rape team. And that is something this is revealing for the last couple decades of these phony pro-lifers with their exceptions. And how is it when you go to George W. Bush and he says, I'm against abortion except for rape. Well, how are you going to implement that policy? What are you going to do? A woman comes in and she says, I need an abortion. And you say, well, you can't have an abortion. Well, I was raped. Well, we do allow abortion for rape, but not if you were not raped. So now how are you going to implement that policy? How are you going to do that? You're going to get detectives on call for each OBGYN office, and they're going to go try to arrest the guy who did it before you give the abortion? You're going to look for witnesses? I mean, it is a completely unworkable position to say that, oh, we're against abortion except for rape. It's unworkable. And the fact that it's unworkable is not surprising because it's immoral. And when things are wrong, then oftentimes when you try to implement, you try to be fair and just and implement some policy. But if the policy is inherently immoral, then as you try to implement it, you find out that you're dealing with absurdities. Because when you build on something that's wrong, the building is crooked. It's not going to work right. So it turns out that Romney Ryan is the legitimate rape team. They're the legitimate rape team. And notice how quickly Paul Ryan stabbed the personhood pro-life movement in the back. First opportunity, and he turns on Todd Akin, who ostensibly had the same position as Paul Ryan, right? Paul Ryan sponsored a bill that said that the unborn child has the right to life and there are no exceptions. Now, when we talked that through, when Mitt Romney chose Paul Ryan, here's what I said about that. Now, does that mean that Paul Ryan really is pro-life without exception? Or would he, like virtually every Republican pro-lifer that has been elected so far to federal office or put on the U.S. Supreme Court, would he stab the unborn child in the back at the first opportunity? And so what I said was, when he sponsors this bill, all the U.S. senators, I mean, it's stunning. You would think we'd have almost a pro-life U.S. Senate for all the senators who sponsor Human Life Amendment. Same thing in the House. It's like, wow, look at how principled they all are. But it turns out it's just a checklist for the campaign. That's what it is. It's the National Rifle Association, NRA dues paid up. And sponsored a Human Life Amendment, check. And petted a puppy on the head, check. And so we're in this mode that we've been in now for decades, thanks to National Right to Life and Christian or pro-life leaders who like to be lied to. They like to be the mistress. They like to be lied to during the campaign. And when it comes time for Sunday morning at church, they're no longer with the guy they were with Saturday night at the bar. And that analogy is James Dobson's analogy. He said, we conservative Christians, we have been the mistress to the Republican Party. They take us out. They wine us and dine us. They lie to us. They use us. And then they drop us like a hot potato. They drop us once they got our money and our votes. They don't need us. And they drop us. And the truth is, they despise us. The truth is, George W. Bush despised the conservative Christians that were represented by the Family Research Council and focused on the family. He despised them. He even despised the conservatives, let alone the pro-life conservatives. When he beat Gary Bauer in the primary, and one of his speechwriters wrote for him, just a campaign speech, and wrote about the movement. Actually, this was after he was in office now. He's the president. One of his speechwriters wrote that the movement is gaining strength. And George W. Bush asked him and said, this is a matter of record, asked him, what movement are you talking about? And he said, well, Mr. President, the conservative movement. And George W. Bush said, there's no conservative movement. I beat Gary Bauer in the primary. I wiped him out. There's no conservative movement. So it's not that the Bush family only mocks the pro-life Christians, but they mock all the conservative wannabes who pretend that they're respected by the administration. Because during the campaign, you know, the presidential candidate came on their radio show. So American Right to Life agrees, to conclude this press release, agrees with Representative Akin that he used the wrong words in the wrong way. That's true. He's good at misspeaking. Daryl Burkey points out that, quote, perhaps without realizing it, Todd repeated the Ron Paulism that was said to Piers Morgan on CNN earlier this year about legitimate rape. With a similar view to Romney's, Ron Paul put it even worse and called it, quote, an honest rape, unquote. I mean, that's gross. Isn't that gross? It's gross. You get yourself into that kind of stupidity when you're trying to defend something that's indefensible. And you try on the spot to come up with what to say about it. It'd be like Mitt Romney talking about, well, my position on abortion rights is clear. It's like, well, Mr. Candidate, you don't have a position on abortion rights. You're supposed to be pro-life. Those kinds of Freudian slips, like when Sarah Palin said that she talked about, she said, I'm pro-life from cradle to grave. I mean, do you remember that, Sarah Palin? If you read Sarah Palin's pro-life profile, it will make you nauseous how aggressively she supported child killers and called them heroes and put a Planned Parenthood board member on the Alaska State Supreme Court and said she was a hero in her wisdom. She's going to make a great justice for the state of Alaska. And she's a rabid child killer. And Sarah Palin said, well, everybody knows I'm pro-life from cradle to grave. Well, first of all, that phrase, that's a communist phrase. That's Marxism. How the government takes care of you from cradle to grave. That's a Marxist quote. And then you say, I'm pro-life from cradle to grave. Well, so then all the time before the cradle, you could kill him, right? Because the justice, what is her name? Morgan Christen, that you put on the Alaska Supreme Court, she believes in killing those babies before the cradle. So you're pro-life from cradle to grave. What does that mean? So these people who can't speak pro-life because they're not pro-life, they're just lying to you. But many, many want to be lied to. Jesus warned us about the wolves in sheep's clothing. And what we say is, come here, wolf, let me put this on you. Come here, wolf, let me put this on you. Now you don't look so scary. Hey, everybody, come here. Let's go for a spaghetti dinner and raise money for this sheep's candidacy. And meanwhile, the sheep wants to kill you and your children. So Representative Aiken from Missouri, he repeated without realizing it, the Ron Paulism, the Mitt Romneyism that, well, if it's a rape, then you got to look at whether or not you could kill the child. So the press release ends, the new Republican in name only, you know, that R-I-N-O, Rhino thing, the new Rhino GOP, the GOP, Grand Old Party, the new Rhino GOP is reduced to being the conservatives who want to save social programs created by liberals. That's it. That's what they're left with. And only if Todd Aiken now in Missouri, he could become the awkward hero from Missouri. Wouldn't that be great? But he has to stop voting to fund, well, bills like H.R. 3 that authorized no abortion funding except for rape.
Now you can subscribe to Bob Enyart's monthly Bible study DVDs. These verse-by-verse Bible study videos are great for family Bible study or even starting your own neighborhood Bible study. Each month, you get 4 or 5 Bible study sessions on 2 DVDs. You can subscribe by calling 1-800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.